Shalom Avrach, we continue in Simin Zayin, Sif Alish, number 19. It's Zayin Adar Beis, Tashin Pei Beis. For those who don't know, I'm sure we all know, it is Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday today. It's also his Yortzeit, and it's also March 10th, 2022. Mechaber tells us, Din Mevarich Birchas Ashi Yotzeh, Kol Yoyim Achar Atos Mayim. We have the halacha here, as we've been discussing in the past few days, of saying Ashi Yotzeh after a person is Matal Mayim. Atolas Mayim is another way of saying he's releasing fluids or urinating. Mechaber says, Kol Hayoyim Kisho Isit Tzrachav. Every time a person uses the basic key, say the restroom, Ben Ketanim, Ben Gedoilim. Ketanim is a way of saying, once again, he's releasing fluids. Gedoilim is another way of saying he's having a bowel movement. Mivorich Ashi Yotzar, he makes the bracha of Ashi Yotzar. V'loi Al Netilos Yadoyim. But he does not make the bracha of Al Netilos Yadoyim. In other words, he only makes the bracha of Al Netilos Yadoyim, as we've mentioned numerous times, only once in the morning, and Zehu, that's it. However, when it comes to Ashi Yotzar, every single time he uses the basic kisei, then he has to come out after he washes his hands, he says the bracha of Ashi Yotzar. Afim writes the Lilmoid Oili Spal Miyad, even if he wants to go learn or daven right away, he still does not make the bracha of Al Netilos Yadayim. Again, he only makes it once in the morning. The Ramah says, he comments on this and says, let's say a person's hands were dirty. Shishish ba'ehen. Afilu hachi ein mevarech Al Netilos Yadayim. He went and he used the basic kisei and he wiped himself. His hands got a little dirty also. Nonetheless, einay mevarich al netilas yadayim. He is reinforcing, he do not make the bracha al netilas yadayim, even if your hands were dirty and you washed them. Says the Mishra on the previous page, Sif Katin Aleph. We said, kol ha-yoyim kishois etzrachov, ben getan, ben gedaylam, mevarich ashi yotzar, make the bracha of ashi yotzar. Va'afilu im nimshach zman godol, achar asiyas etzrachim. And even if there's a long time that passes from the time that you went to the basic kisei to the time that you remembered to make the bracha, afilu hachi chayiv levarich, you are still chayiv to make a bracha. So let's just give an example. 10:30, a person uses basic kisei, and he comes out, his phone rings, we respond to the phone, he answers the phone, a 10-minute conversation, then he goes on doing his activities. Half an hour later, 45 minutes later, an hour later, he realizes, wait a minute, I got the phone call, I was talking, I never said Ashi Yotzar. Right then and there, he should say Ashi Yotzar. He doesn't lose. It's not like by food, there's a shir equal. Shir equal means if you have a sandwich, you have two sandwiches, and you have around 72 minutes to still bench. If it's 2 hours later, 3 hours later, like, wait a minute, I never benched. Well, it's too late now because the food is digested. Here, just as long as we're going to see this right now, just as long as you do not have to use the restroom a second time, you still make the bracha of Ashi Yotzar. Right. So he says further, afilu im nimshach zman godol, achar asiyas etzachem, afilu achi chayiv levarich yisrael, to make the bracha of Ashi Yotzar. Vim loiberich Ashi Yotzar, ad sheroitzi lahatil mayim sheinis. Now you have a machlekes between the primogodim and the shari tshuva here. What happens if you realized you forgot to say Ashi Yotzar? You only remembered when you had to go to the bathroom a second time. Like, oh, wait a minute, I forgot. You forgot an hour earlier to say Ashi Yotzar. But now you have to go again. So the Prima Gadim says that before you go to the bathroom, you should make the bracha. That's the Prima Gadim, the Mikoidim Shiyatil Yavarich Ashi Yotzar Al Ha'atol HaRishayna, because the Ma'isa, says the Prima Gadim, you like, oh, a bracha. Hashem gave you a functioning system. So you have to say a bracha on that. You have to thank Hashem for that. Mm-hmm. However, the Rabbi Bishari Tshuva hiskim b'shem kam achreinim. The Shari Tshuva agrees to other achreinim as well. Dim niska la'acha shehischil le'taivo. That if a person remembers after he had this yearning and the need to go to the bathroom a second time, shuv le'yivarich, he should not make the bracha on the first one. Mm-hmm. There is no tashlumin on Ashi Yotzar, even though there are those that want to say there is a tashlumin, that if you missed once, you can make it up. Well, that's not how we pass. The minig is like the Shari Tshuva and those achrayim that say that if you have an urge to go to the bathroom a second time, even though you did not make the bracha the first time, then lo yivarech shuv lo yivarech, you cannot make the bracha on the first time. Mishmur says sifkat and beis.
Depending on how much you have to go, if you just have to do a little bit, you know.
If you're at the point that you're going to the bathroom, so the Shai Chu will say, if you're at that point, so then don't make the bracha anymore. You can't make the bracha on what you forgot. If you're at a point where you do not have to go to the bathroom, you know, it's maybe a minute possibility that if you would go, that you could still say Nashi Yotza, something could come out. But the Maisa, if you're not going to the bathroom, so then you're not going to the bathroom. If you're not going to the bathroom, you can still make the bracha. But if you have a need to go to the bathroom, says the Shari Tshuva, at that point in time, you should not go make the bracha on the time that you forgot. Ashi Yotza, Sifkat and Beis, Kosef Rashal. Mitshuva Simin Tzadi Zayin. The Marshal says in the Shuva Simin Tzadi Zayin. Mishach al Dover Shechayv Bracha Achreina. You ate food. You ate enough food. It's not the food is Chayv Bracha Achreina. You ate the sheer. You ate the amount of food that requires a Bracha Achreina. Mishachach. And you forgot to make the Bracha Achreina. Okay? This is a common thing. You forgot to make a Bracha Achreina. Then, Vihitil Mayim. Then you have to use the restroom. Then you come out of the restroom, and then you remind yourself, wait a minute, I just had a handful of pretzels with some dip. There's no shayla, you have to make a bracha achreina. The shayla now is which comes first. Is it alamichi comes first, or is it ashiyotza comes first? So says the Mishnah Brura, eiz mem koidim, which comes first, the heishiv, the ashiyotza koidim. The bracha of Ashiyotza comes first. And what's the reason for that? And he says, because of the Todir Vishina Todir Koidim, which basically means that when you have that which is more common and of an occurrence, that comes before that which is not as common. Meaning that we're saying that why would you make the bracha of Ashiyotza? Because it's more common throughout the day for a person to go into the bathroom. As opposed to, I don't mean eating now for 3 hours. You're not in the bathroom for 3 hours, but you could be eating for, let's say, a Shabbos Suda for 3 hours. Okay? The point of eating and making a bracha achreina, how many times a day are you doing that, as opposed to how many times you go into the basic kise? Now, what about if you tell me, wait a minute, no. By me, I that's not how I live my daily life. I make the bracha achreinas more often than I go to the basic kise. So to that, they bring down over here that we do not go after the minority of people. This is brought down from the Moruk Tzio, the Rav Yaakov Emdin, that as well as Lahad Mechaim Lechaim, Mechaim Kinyevsky, Shemikomokam Tedirus Nikvas Lefiroi Va'olam. The Tedirus, this is in the edition number 6, in the older edition, that the Tedirus, the common, which one comes first, goes according to the majority of people. Doesn't go according to the minority of people. So even that person who makes alamichi more often than he makes ashiyotza throughout the day, he would still, in this case, say ashiyotza first. So bottom line, you have two brachas in front of you. You have an ashiyotza and you have an alamichi. Which one do you say first? We're saying here, you say ashiyotza, the ashiyotza koidim ditadir. Next case. Person taking my lanta or something like this. Mishashoyse sama mishalsho. He has some stomach problems. Stomach's bothering him, so he's taking something to help him ease the process. The yesh bedaiti mitchil lufanois habnei me'ayim. He wants to empty his stomach, his intestines, however you want to call it. Achi tichla azua mamayim, until everything's out. Therefore, someone is saying that he should not make a bracha until everything comes out. In other words, he goes to the bathroom, he comes out, and he has to go back in. So when he's making the bracha? So the first opinion is saying, only make the bracha when? After he's totally finished. So the second opinion says that you should make the bracha every single time. Now, when you're making that bracha, at that moment, it has to only be that you do not have an urge to go back to the bathroom. You can't be making a bracha when you have an urge to go to the bathroom. Now, if you started making the bracha and you're ready, now all of a sudden you start getting an urge, I would say maybe finish the bracha and say you already started Hashem's name, you know. You say, well, you say Hashem's name, but you already started when you didn't have an urge. He says here the minig is like a svara achreina, like the second opinion that says that you should make the bracha every single time the person comes out when he knows he does not need the bathroom right away afterwards. However, ach b'shul shel chazok, if it's a strong shul shel means diarrhea, if it's a strong case of diarrhea, shemagish shemiyad yitzarich lefanois shenis, that as soon as the person comes out, he feels like, oh, he's got to go back again. He comes out, he's got to go back again. He has a bad case of, he has stomach, you know, problem, you're right? So, what's it called? When a person has a stomach virus. Sometimes a person gets a stomach virus, and this is mamish, you know, pashut, it's a diarrhea, it's a very bad case.
Yeah.
So, he says like this, there's osel levarach. In that case, even though he's coming out, but it's osir, for him to make the bracha at that point in time. So don't ask, he didn't say Ashiyatza. He's not allowed to say it. He came out, he thought he was able to come out, but now he's got to go back in. Okay. Now it says, as we'll see later on, Mitzvah Shem and Simon Sadi Beis, Shafil B'Divri Torah Osir, that in that case, even Divri Torah is Osir, when he has this diarrhea problem. Sivkot and Gimel. So the Mechaber said that even the person's going to wash his hands, even the person's hands are dirty, and he's going to go wash his hands for davening or for learning, he still does not make the bracha of al netilas yadayim, because he only says the bracha once. Says the Mishmar Sifkat and Gimel, after kaimalon b'simin reish tam gimel sif beis the letfilas mincha v'chein la'arvis, that regards to going to daven mincha, in regards to going to daven mariv. In both cases, mincha marav, just like by shachris, you always wash your hands before you go daven, and it's appropriate, it's encouraged. We should be thinking, why am I washing my hands? Because I'm a kohen, I'm going to go serve Hashem. Uh-huh. Now you could be a lady, you could be a proud Yisrael like myself, okay, or like you, okay, we're proud Yisraelim, okay, you're a proud kohen. Nonetheless, when it comes to davening, we are washing our hands before mincha. We're washing hands before Maariv. Ideally, use a cup. Ideally, you should be a revius of water. And Baruch Hashem, in our generation, that's not a concern. There's no 6-year-old girl going down to the well, carrying out the water, and we have to be concerned that she's going to have to go fill it up again. So therefore, use the water. Wash your hands. You still have to wash your hands, even if you don't know your hands are dirty, because you're going to daven. That's the proper preparation for tefillah. The kol shekein kishoyis etzrochav. Even more so when you use the restroom. Mikomokim einoy mevorich al netilas yadayim el bishachris. So we've said this numerous times. You only make the brach of al netilas yadayim only after washing in the morning. I'm b'sefer Artzis Achaim shekosav. Now, interesting psak here from the Malbim in the Artzis Achaim. The das roiva poesim dim osat etzrochav legdoyle. If a person had a bowel movement, afterwards he wants to daven, so the Aretz Zachayim says, if he has a bowel movement and he wants to go daven, then he should wash al netilas yadayim. However, we'll see the next line, mikol makom nechatchila ein lozuz mipsak shulchan aruch v'ayim b'seif ma'isarav. Now it's interesting because I was hoping that Dirish would have brought the ma'isarav in this.
It does over here.
Oh, you have the new one.
Yeah, I don't say rav.
Oh yeah, okay, fine. So it's interesting because by me over here in the older one, the page is already full. Fine. So Bekitzer, what does he say to Maskana? He says, do not deviate from the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, so apparently the Grod Maisrav says to make a bracha Antias Adam before every davening. We truth is it was actually brought down this Maisrav in the Ber Halacha previously, but the Rambam says like this also, I believe, but that's not at least the minig of most Ashkenazim. When they say Ashkenazi, because I'm not sure if any Sephardim make Alantiyah Sadaim like the Rambam. It could be, it was a Yemenites, Temani, they maybe follow those certain Sephardim that follow like almost every Pesach of the Rambam.
Yeah.
So maybe they do wash with the Bracha before Shachas Mincha and Maariv. Okay, so he says further, Shashish Shishbahen, so a person, he was cleaning off the Nitzaytzeis Shomer Glaim, Vuadin Bigdailim Shaset Srach of Kinayach, that he went to the restroom and it sprished a little, the fluid that came out from him, or when he wiped himself. So even though he wipes him, even though he washes his hands, he does not make a bracha. Says the Mishra Sif Beis. Hidil Mayim V'leshivshesh. Person released fluids, but he did not wipe himself. In other words, he didn't touch himself. Af al pi shetzarich levarach ashiyotzar, ein tzarich litol yodov. Mi'ikra din, we're not talking hygiene now, cleanliness. Mi'ikra din, if he never touched himself when he went to release fluid, then he does not have to wash his hands. Ein tzarich litol yodov. That's what the Mechaber says. Elo mishum nekiyus, or mishum hikoin. Unless it's for nekiyus, which means cleanliness, it's always appropriate to wash up in water, okay? Or because of hikoin likras lekech Yisrael, which means to prepare yourself for tefillah, which is also, like we've been discussing, to wash your hands as well. Okay. He says here in Sif Katin Hey, El Mishum Hikoin, Vim Ein Loi B'Malitol, if you have no water to wash your hands with, Hafa Pichein, Tzorich Levarach Ashiyotzar, you still have to make the bracha of Ashiyotzar. A lack of water does not preclude you from making the bracha of Ashiyotzar. V'Afilu Im Shivshef, and even if you washed, you wiped your hands, Mashal El Simin Dalid, Morgan Avram, the Mahanu Lebrachis, it helps. You can still, like, if you wipe your hands on something, it helps for brachas. Imenaki yoda bechomidi dimenaki. If you wipe your hands on anything that will keep your hands clean, will clean your hands. So you wipe your hands on your pants or anything that can clean your hands. And then afterwards you say Ashiyotzar. Sif gimel hitil mayim v'sich daito imilahatil mayim. You release fluids. You went to the restroom. You release fluids, and then you took your mind off of what you're doing. And then he released more fluids. Listen to this now. We're going to say a psak from the Shulchan Aruch. That's not where we're going to paskin in the Mishnah Berurah. You have to make two ashiyotzars. What was the case? You went to the bathroom. You released fluids. You stopped. And then you continue a second time. Says the Mishnah in Sivkot in Vav. The understanding for why you had to make two ashiyotzars when there was a hasiach das. What hasiach das means, you took your mind off it. So basically, it's like we're saying it's a whole new going to the bathroom. It's a whole new going to the bathroom. You started and then you hasiach das, you stopped, and then you did it again. You released the fluids again. So then you should have to make two ashiyotzars. So. But we learned earlier that you only make one. So the way the Mechaber is learning is that it's just like tefillah. Shim tov lo yispal shachris, nispal mincha shtayim. That if you made a mistake and you forgot to daven mincha shachris, so you daven two minchas. You have a tashlumin. You daven two minchas. Aval harbi me'achroinim, continues the Mishnah Berurah, and says, cholkin al psak zeh v'sorim the shiny tefillah shi b'mogim korban. V'shayich boi tashlumin. Many of the Achroinim disagree, the Bach, the Shlom, Magen Avram, the Gra, Shar Achroinim, not like the Taz. That's what Shaar Tzion says in Sifkot and Dalet. That what? That this is not Tefillah. Tefillah is B'mokim Karbonis. A Karbon is Shaykh to have a Tashlumin. Tashlumin means I make it up. I'm Tashlumin from the word Hashlama, to fill, to complete. So by a Karbon, if you miss the Karbon, so then you are able, certain karbonis, to make up. Let's say you have by Karbon Chagigo, you have still 7 days afterwards. Right. That's why even though Shavuos is over, there are many that Minhagim that have will not say Tachanun right. For a whole week afterwards for that same reason, because they have the ability to bring Karbon Chagigo, right? Now, we don't bring Karbon Chagigo Bisman is there, but that same concept. So yeah, you have the Tashlumin concept. So but that's only by karbonis. Tefillah is Kenega Karbonis Tiknum. Tefillah is in place of the karbonis. But Ashiyotzar is not a place of karbonis. So that's why many Achrim disagree with this psak in the Shulchan Aruch, and they say, no, you only say one Ashiyotzar, Mashen Kein v'Ashiyotzar, she bracha birchas chayda, it's a bracha for thanking Hashem for the fact that our system, our body is working properly, You have fulfilled your obligation with one hoida, one thanks, after using the Beis HaKisei many times, numerous times. It's like a person who ate, got a knock at the door, comes back 10 minutes later. He was Masich Dasim eating. He took his mind off the eating. Shemavarich Berachas Hamazon. Achas Al Shtei. And he makes one benching for the two eatings. Right? It wasn't two eatings. He was eating challah. He had challah. He had gefilte fish. Right? He gets a knock on the door. He's schmoozing with his neighbor. Comes back and he has more challah and more challah. He doesn't bench twice. Right? So here too also, the person was matamayim, he released fluids, and he stopped. He's Mesir Das, then he releases more fluids. It's not two Ashiyotzars, it's one Ashiyotzar on the whole entire act of what he did. V'yesh l'hakel b'safik brachas, and furthermore, it says the Mishnah Gru, when it comes to safik brachas, a doubt whether or not you should make the bracha. This is a safik brachas l'hakel, so we're not going to make another Asher Yotza. Ulechatchila, Nochim Lizar, Levarech, Tekef, Asher Yotza, Acha Tos Mayim, the Shemi Yitzarech, Oid, Acha Kach, Lahat, Mayim, Wadin, Bigdoilim. So, this line over here is a very important approach how people should be Noyheg, they should appropriate themselves when it comes to making brachas. And that is like this. After a person finishes using the basic kisei, he comes out from the bathroom, he should say Asher Yotzer right away. Obviously, wash your hands, dry your hands, stop what you're doing. Try to train yourself, I'm talking to myself as well, that this is a part of the practice and process of using the bathroom. In other words, like this. If you still need the bathroom, you're not going to like just rush away when you're still busy doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. However, when it comes to Asher Yotzer, we start doing a bunch of other things. You know, the phone rings, and this, and then that. Oh, you know. You pick up the phone and answer. Shiyatzer, I saw them. Oh, you're saying Ashiyatzer there? Oh, yeah. A lot of kavana. Oh, I'll wait for you. You know what? Let's try to train. I'm talking to myself as well. Let's try to train ourselves. Give yourselves those 30 seconds. You come out. Don't do anything else. Don't look at other people. Just give yourself 30 seconds. You get 60 seconds, however long it takes you. Make it part of the process. This is going to the bathroom. And thanking Hashem that we could go to the bathroom on our own, and we don't need any other assistance. And Baruch Hashem, he says, do that right away, whether it's Piktanim, whether it's Doilim, and the same thing applies. I just want to take a second to discuss the same suggestion when it comes to eating food. You sit down, let's say you didn't wash. You have 3-4 different foods on your plate. You have chicken, you have rice, you have hadama, and you have mezainus, you have all the, whatever, eights, okay, whatever, 3-4 different foods, and the drink. Eat, make a broch on every single item first. Take a bite, mezainus, go all the way, we're not learning those brochas now. Take a bite of the mezainus, make a brocha, take a bite. Swallow, don't have conversation every single second as soon as the food's out. Then go to the next food, make a brocha, and the reason for that is simple. You can look at your plate. You can say, did I make a bracha on the coleslaw? Did I make a bracha on the cucumber salad?
Exactly.
I'm not sure. Did I? Well, okay, fine. You go eat it. You're eating without the bracha. Let's do things in a way to avoid sveikas. So how do you do that? You know that your process, your approach is that you make a bracha right away on the 3-4 different items right away, and then you have no sveikas. What this can do for you as well is that when you train yourself like this, then when the suffix arises, we can assume that most probably you made your bracha anyway. Because that's your regilus. That is your tadirus. That is the way you accustom yourself to make brachas.
Yeah.
So that's also another suggestion based off of this psak from the Mishnah Berurah here. This encouragement, make your bracha. Take if Ashiyotzer achat ol samayim. Noch nizar, levarich, take if. Now, just to review and then begin Simin Ches. Okay, Hilchositzis. So we said over here that every time a person uses the basic kisei throughout the day, you always have to say Asher Yotzer. We only make the brach of Alam Tehillas Hadayim once in the morning. When it comes to a question of Alam Michya or Rei Nefashos or Ashiyotza, which one does he say first? We said you say Ashiyotza first. In regards to drinking something that helps a person if he has if he's constipated or he has to help himself to clean up the system, he has diarrhea and he's drinking, taking some medicine, he should only make the Ashiyotza if you know he's clean at that moment, not that he has to run back in. If he feels the mamish, it's a very strong case of diarrhea, should not make the bracha, or he has to get a colonoscopy, and the prep for that should not be making the bracha of Ashiyatzar when he knows he's going back in the next second. If he feels he's okay for now, even though I might have to go back in later, so then we did say there is an opinion, the Svara Achreina, that says that you should make the bracha Ashiyatzar. If you have to go back later, that's a different story. Then you go back to the bathroom afterwards. If you did not touch yourself, make your adin when you were matal mayim, you release fluids, then you do not have to make the bracha of, then you do not have to wash your hands. But we said nonetheless it's still appropriate to wash your hands for nikios and for hikoin and to prepare yourself for davening. Let's see one more halacha here, siv dalid. Ein shir lahashtin mayim, ki afilo letipa achas chayv levarich. Even for one drop, when the person is going to the basic kisei to release fluids, if even one drop of merik layim comes out, still that obligates him to make a bracha of Ashiyotzar. Shim yisoseim hanekev milohoitzi hatipa hahi hayokosheloi. Because if chas v'shalom, that valve, that canal, that pipe would not open up, and the person would have a need to use to release this fluid, he would be in tremendous pain. And therefore he's obligated to thank Hashem even for the smallest drop. Let's raise a very important practical question. And that question is like this. What about a case where throughout the day he's not planning going to the bathroom and there's some drops come out. We'll be mature about it. Some drops might come out. He does not make a bracha Ashiyotzar. He is not intending to go to the bathroom. He does not make the bracha. Now, if a person is serious, he's got to run to the bathroom. It's a different story now. Okay, so run to the bathroom. But generally speaking, number one, if only a small drop comes out, he still says Ashiyatzar. It's not like, oh, you need X amount of ounces. No, that's not the case. Even a small drop amount comes out. And that's when he's trying to use the basic kisei. But if he's not trying to use the basic kisei and then just accidentally something happens, that does not require, a small amount does not require to make a bracha. I just noticed the time over here. So basically, Mr. Shem will start with Simon Ches Hilchositzis tomorrow. It's a new topic which Yemitz Hashem would be on for the next some time.
Wow.
Okay.